So I want to talk to you about the GameStop thing. It's quite a buzz right now. I knew that this had really taken off when my 15-year-old son wanted me to explain to him what the deal was with GameStop. Because he's looked at GameStop as just a has-been loser for a long time. You know, they've closed tons of stores. There's stores that are still open, look kind of sad, run down. And it's something that time seems to have passed by. But the value of GameStop has climbed. GameStop stock has climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed. And you may have heard some of the reporting about how this was really fueled on Reddit and how Elon Musk was saying, hey, you know, buy GameStop. It's going to the moon. What about SpaceX? Aren't they going to the moon or Mars or something? Anyway, so this has become a mania. And it's been the revenge of very young investors. And so they have been bidding up this stock. And it's been people doing so in very small purchases, huge numbers of people. And GameStop really doesn't have a lot of intrinsic market value. Wall Street insiders, big time money people, have been playing a game called selling the stock short, which you may have heard the expression in the last few days. It's a financial maneuver where you're betting that you can buy a stock today, you can borrow a stock today, and then fund the borrowing of those shares later at lower prices. It's called shorting a stock. And that was probably a terrible explanation or definition, but the idea is the big money crowd on Wall Street had been betting on the extinction of GameStop. And then what the small investors have done, a lot of people in their teens and 20s, is they've been doing the opposite. They've been pushing the value of GameStop up. And then people who had bet on the shares dropping have had to do what's called unwind their positions. Buy shares of an inflating stock price, and as they buy more, that pushes the price up in order to close out their positions and limit their losses. It has nothing to do with the actual real value of GameStop. This has also been happening with, remember there used to be the hottest device people carried was a BlackBerry? Well, there's also been happening with their stock, and I think about five or six others, where on message boards, people are saying, hey, let's run this one up, and they've been doing it. Now, generally, when people collude, that is an illegal activity. But this is not traditional private collusion. These are individuals stating on message boards, and as best as securities laws work today, as I understand them, it's not at all illegal. But the reality is, these stocks that are being pushed up have none of the intrinsic value that the market suddenly is saying they're worth. And so this will end where these usually end with a bubble, is the value of these stocks are going to deflate. So it is what they call in investing theory, the greater fool. Who is the last one standing who rides it all the way down? You don't want to be you being the one who has to say, coulda, woulda, shoulda, sold earlier. And I want to know from Joel and Krista, have either of you been fighting the shorts on any of these stocks?
I have not, but I have to tell you, Clark, my 15-year-old son last night sent me a text while I was already in bed and said, what's my Social Security number? And I was like, well, why do you want to know that? And he said, I'm opening a Robinhood account. And I was like, you can't. You're 15. He was like, I want to do it anyway. And he wanted to get in on the stock trading. And he's like, why don't you open an account with your name and Social Security number? And I was like, absolutely not. So I'm definitely going to play this, make him listen to this segment of the podcast.
So our 15-year-olds are really into this, huh?
I know. They shouldn't hang out together and start their own little investing company.
Now, Joel, your oldest child is six, five?
Seven.
Seven. Is your seven-year-old wanting to open a Robinhood account?
No, this isn't on her radar yet, but that's definitely a sign of the times, though, right? I mean, think when things get this out of whack, this crazy with certain specific stocks and so much speculation, even the younger kids like are just like, oh, hey, anybody can get rich in the stock market. Let's do it. And yeah, I think you're right. There's going to be some people.
At least they're talking about it, right? It's got them interested.
But what I worry about, good point, but what I worry about is this is 1999 all over again. When a bunch of younger, small investors got hyped up on all the original, what we now call the dot-bomb stocks, and ended up losing all that money, and then forward were cynical and distrusting of investing. And so the reality is I hold to my dull thing. I'm a dull person that, with investing, you always start core. You always start really wide with Dullsville, where you own large swaths of the stock market for the long haul. And then on the edges of that, what's called explore. If you want to do stuff like this, which is investing that's really gambling, then go right ahead. But never betting the real money you need for your future on it. I had somebody stop me the other day and say, because I drive a Tesla and I got out of it. And he said, so did you get rich from the Tesla stock? I said, no, I've never owned Tesla stock. And he said, but you're into all this stuff. I said, well, you know, I only buy, because of what I do for a living, I don't buy individual stocks, so that no one will ever wonder why I'm saying what I say. But even if I was buying individual stocks, I don't buy stocks that have really run up way beyond their profits, and they're what are called story stocks. So over the long haul, the way you make money is being a turtle, slow and steady, no flash to it. And I know for a lot of people that's boring, that's dull. I want to build wealth and security so that my life doesn't have to be as dull as my investing strategies. Unfortunately, I ended up being dull anyway, so it didn't help. But the idea is that this is a situation that people take what's going on right now seriously, as if these are real values in companies that are being bid up by what people are doing on social media and Reddit boards and stuff like that. Let me tell you, these are not real values, and at some point, people are going to actually lose real money. Be careful.